As you enter the Oval Room, take a moment to be captivated by Johannes Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring, one of the world's best-known paintings. Created around 1665 in the artist's Delft studio, it has been called the Dutch Mona Lisa for the subtle mystery that envelops the youthful sitter. Her unusually large pearl earring and yellow-blue turban underscore her enigmatic appearance. She turns to look directly at us, her mouth slightly open as if to speak. 17th-century Dutch girls did not typically wear turbans or pearl earrings of this size and value. Vermeer may have used these accessories to deliberately turn his model into an exotic creature meant to capture our attention and stimulate the imagination. The painting is not, as is often believed, a portrait of a real sitter, but a so-called trony, a depiction of a fictive character. Tronies were popular moneymakers for 17th-century artists and were avidly collected by 17th-century patrons. All of the master's characteristic and finest techniques are evident here. The painting exhibits the gentle stillness intrinsic to his works and is a tour de force in the ways that light plays on the various textures and surfaces depicted. It draws us to the girl's pellucid eyes, her smooth skin and moist lips, the folds in the cloth concealing her hair, the coarse fabric of her clothing, and the glistening heavy pearl dangling above her stiff white collar. Vermeer's decision to position his figure against a darkened, uninhabited background leaves us nowhere else to look but at the luminous young woman. During the restoration of the painting, it was discovered that Vermeer had originally painted the background a dark green, achieved by a thick layer of glaze. However, the pigments in the glaze have faded with time, making the background appear as a solid black. Though famous today, Vermeer's canvas was not widely known before the end of the 19th century, when a Dutch art collector bought the painting for a mere 2 guilders plus a buyer's premium of 30 cents, or about $7 at the time. Henry Clay Frick, the founder of the Frick Collection, bought 3 paintings by Vermeer. They are now hanging together in the West Gallery.